This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools. Dr. Little joins us on a regular basis to share with us about the things going on in the Yancey school system. Today we begin the first of a two-part series with Dr. Little. Today he talks about personnel and changes in teaching assignments. Welcome, Dr. Little.
Thank you, Steve. We're off to a very good start. We had our first teacher work day. Our speaker for the day was Allison Bowen. She's a nationally known speaker and author, and she helped us to understand a little bit more about bullying and why children are bullied and how to respond to that. That is one of our major goals this year, is to work on the bullying situation. We don't think we have a huge problem, but there is some bullying that has been reported to us over the last couple of years by kids and by parents. So that's one of our major focuses, is to address that and see if there is a problem. So that was the reason we brought her in, and she did an excellent job. She spoke with the total staff, and then she met in groups with elementary people, then high school people, middle school people. She met with counselors, and she met with parents and with principals, and she did presentations for all those groups. So that was a very productive day. We feel like we're off to a great start. We have some changes in personnel. Mrs. Bennett, who has been the principal at Burnsville Elementary for the past several years, is now the principal at Mountain Heritage High School, and we're very excited that Mrs. Bennett chose to take that position. As her backup, she has Mrs. Beverly Brown, who is the former principal at Cane River. Mrs. Brown is one of the assistant principals at the high school. Also, Stuart Jolly, who was there last year, and Blaine Gregory, who joined us last year from Mitchell County. So we feel we have a very strong team at the high school and are expecting great things to continue as they have over the past several years under the leadership of Alton Robinson, who is now the principal at Ball Creek. His assistant is also new this year. It's Miranda Elkins. Miranda did an interim last year as the assistant principal toward the end of the year, and now we've hired her as the assistant principal there. Another change is replacing Mrs. Bennett at Burnsville is Shane Cassida, who was her assistant principal last year. He's assuming the role of principal and acting as assistant principal at Burnsville will be Holly Houchard, who was a former eighth grade teacher at Cane River. And we're very happy to have those two in that administrative position. They're both have very strong leadership abilities and will be good instructional leaders for the school. So we're very pleased about that. Also, another new position is Michelle Laws, who was the former assistant principal at the high school, is now the principal at Michaelville Elementary. And we're very pleased that Michelle has assumed that role. Alan Lusk, the former principal at Michaelville, is now the counselor in two of our elementary schools. And in that position, we know that he's going to be a great help to those students. The principals are very excited that Alton has chosen to work another year in the school system. We've had some teacher transfers. A lot of those were teachers who requested transfers. At the end of each school year, we have teachers fill out a form asking for transfers or if they would like to be placed in another school for various reasons. A lot of people want to be closer to home, with the gas prices being what they are. So we always look at that when openings occur, and then make transfers if people would like those. We've had a number of changes in the EC program due to problems with funding and having more staff than we really have received funds from the federal and state governments for. We had three people leave us because we really did not have a need for those positions. It was nice to have them in the positions, but financially we could no longer afford to support that. So in doing that, we've made some changes in the EC department, but we think that everyone is where they need to be. Our student-teacher ratio for EC students is very good, and we anticipate that program continuing to operate as it has in the past. Another transfer, Mr. Tim Hensley, is being transferred from the central office to Mountain Heritage. Tim is the vocational director, the workforce coordinator, and it only makes good sense for Tim to be where his teachers are. He has 15 teachers at the high school, so he's better able to work with them if he's located at the school where his teachers are. We have moved a few other people from the central office. Patty Hughes, who has been a behavioral specialist for the county, about 50% of her caseload are students who are at the high school. Therefore, it only makes sense for her to have an office at the high school and not running back and forth from the central office. The preschool director we've had for a few years relocated, so she's no longer with us, and we hired Karen Fox to be our preschool director. Karen was a teacher at South Tow, and she is being based at the high school also. She travels to the various daycare centers, so that seemed to work well for her to be located at the high school also.
Our guest on today's close-up has been Dr. Tom Little, superintendent of Yancey County Schools. In part two of our discussion, he shares with us the issue of supplemental pay. That's coming up on our next close-up edition, which will air on Monday. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.